It's very difficult to begin this kind of conversation about a school with which the audience is really basically not acquainted, because it takes a certain fundamental change in mindset to comprehend, to really grasp what it is that we're trying to do. It's not, we're not talking about another open school, as you'll see very quickly, and I'm trying to give you a hint as to what the problem is. We're not talking about another open school. We're not talking about curriculum reform. We're not talking about changing this or that aspect of the current school system to make it more humane or more pleasant for the children in the school and so forth. We're really talking about what some people call a paradigm shift, changing the way you look at the whole concept of education. And that's how, and that's, as you'll see shortly, how we got to the school, by consciously rethinking what it is that was wanted of education and of schools from ground zero, sort of zero-base budgeting, only zero-base educational philosophy. But nevertheless, it took us a long time to get there. It's not something that was born overnight. There was a group of us who spent really years and years of reading and thought, and we had to work very hard at purging ourselves of a lot of misconceptions. And in fact, that process continued well into the life of the school, the first decade of the school, when you would find yourself doing things that belonged, really didn't belong, just sort of automatically as a carryover. So I'm saying that only to ask a little bit of forbearance, because it's not an easy thing to achieve. I had a really graphic example of that. I was thinking of it as I came here. A graphic example of that kind of thing in a book that I'm reading now that some of you or many of you may be acquainted with. It's an extremely interesting and subtle book, actually, by a man named Roy Medvedev, the Russian dissident historian, who wrote a book, who's been writing a book most of his life, that book, called Let History Judge. Some of you may know it or may have seen it. And it's a very profound analysis of the course of the Communist Party. It's written, he's in the Soviet Union now, today, and he was writing as a dissident and underground during the Brezhnev years, and then after Glasnost came out and was able to publish a lot of this. And what's fascinating about this book, this is a great historian and a man who, at tremendous risk to himself, collected original memoirs and documents from all over. And nobody that I've read in modern Russian history, and there have been a great many really fine Western scholars who have written about the Soviet Union, nobody that I've read has really understood the inner workings of what went wrong during the last 70 years or so, as well as he did.